So, Jamie Heineman, how is Finland?
I love Finland. It's very pretty. I love any place that has lots of trees, lots of lakes, is clean, people are friendly. It's been a lovely visit here. Of course, it is in summertime. I understand it's a little different when it's cold.
I asked the principal how did they get you, and he said that to be a doctorate here. He said that he just asked. Was it so easy?
Yes, I very much appreciate people reaching out to me. You know, I don't like to take myself so seriously. I don't know that I deserve a doctorate, but if they think so, who am I to argue? You know, they offered to bring me here, and you know, for me, it's when people reach out like that, a totally different culture, different part of the world, it's such an adventure. It's exciting to see what they're like, what it's like living there. You know, when I go traveling, I generally don't like to go sightseeing. I like to see who the people are and how they live. And so coming here because Lappeenranta saw something in me that resonated with them means that, you know, they will become a part of my life in some sense from here, which I don't know what that means, but from what I've seen so far, I think it's going to be good.
You are great popularizer of science, one can say. What kind of means do you see how to make science more interesting for young people?
Well, I think science should be looked at not just as something that one does as a, you know, as work. When young people are playing, they're actually doing science. You know, they try things. They sometimes break them. They experiment. Just a simple child's play is nothing but experimentation. It's how they learn the world and what it means and how to deal with it. And so, why not take that as a little bit of a discipline as well, and try to do as good as you can at it. You know, even if it's, if you look at like science as play, then play hard. You know, it's more fun.
California is a forerunner in green things, many green things, but there's some talk in United States now about fossil new coming of fossil fuels, for example. What do you think about this discussion, say it now?
Well, I'm a big advocate of green technology. It's one of the things that impressed me with the Finnish people is that they don't seem to be inclined to destroy their environment and overpopulate and cut all the trees down and all that kind of thing. I think that any country that does that, that doesn't have foresight as to what will eventually happen if you're not conservative about how you treat the environment, is going to pay the price eventually. It's only a matter of time. You know, not that California is you know, guilt-free as far as the environment and everything, but at least there is a general tendency towards you know, being careful with conservation and so on, and I'm happy about that. I'm grateful for what small favors we can get, regardless of some of the other tendencies the country is showing.
So, how is this going to develop this new relation with Lappeenranta University and you?
I'm not sure what happens from here with Lappeenranta, but you know, I've been talking to the staff here. I find that there is a lot in common that we have in terms of the things that we're interested in developing. Since I've stopped shooting Mythbusters, I'm doing research and development for companies and for the government on my own. And so I'm looking forward to see where else I can work or who else I can work with. La Pimeranta seems to be very innovative. They seem to be very open to change and to new ideas, and so I'm excited about working with them if we can find a way to do that.
Right. Thank you very much. But can I ask this? There is one question. It's from other program. They asked me. It's a science program, and they put these questions to their guests. For example, there has been some Nobel laureates and scientists in general. And people who are interested in science. What's keeping you up at night?
What's keeping me up at night? What keeps me up at night, I suppose, is not fear of anything. It's too little time, too much to do. and so I have trouble shutting my brain off. There's so much that I've been exposed to with what I've seen over the past decade or two that I'm incredibly excited about seeing where it takes me.
All right, another question. What is the big question that you would hope get solved by science in your lifetime?
I don't see science as something that involves one big question. It's lots of little questions that end up taking you places. Occasionally there's a large intuitive leap that occurs, but for the most part, science is an incremental process that ends up taking us places eventually that we had no idea we were going to go in the beginning. As far as technologies that I see have a lot of potential, like that will surprise us. One of the things that I point to is bioengineering, because I think that we are only just starting to scratch the surface of what that means. We're doing some things now, but the ability to completely control, physiology, our own physiology, living matter of all kinds is just mind-boggling what the potential of that is.
Thank you very much.